What do you call those things that fly around a candle?
Can flies.
Yeah, and what's...
And mosquitoes.
It just name some different kinds of flying things. Cause
well,
I
there's,
can
all kind of, there's all kind of little bugs, but I don't know what they're called. But in the summer, there's all kind of little bugs.
Well, what do you call the one that, that sends out light off and on?
Oh, lightning bug.
Okay, and see, what are some other kinds of...
Locust, that's a big bug. That's not a small one.
Uh-huh. And what about the kind of thing that'll get in your clothes in the summertime?
A moth? Or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And is a... Let's see, you said the one that flies around a candle is a candle fly. Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as a moth? Or is it?
No, a moth is a little... A smaller thing. Candle flies are a bigger one.
Mm-hmm.
And they fly around in the summer around the lights.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then when you get on the outside, there's mosquitoes and old shad gnats and little old sand flies and things like that that bite.
Uh-huh. What about some of the things that sting?
Well, we do have centipedes here.
Uh-huh.
And, some bugs, these old long red bugs, they sting the mischief out of them.
Now, what are they?
I don't know. You know, they're kind of separated in the middle, and they have a big tail and a big head.
Oh, that look kind of like an ant?
Yeah, bull ants or something. I think maybe some people call them a bull ant.
Mm-hmm.
They'll sting you. Then we have the wasp and things like that.
Do you have any other things that are sort of like wasps?
Dirt daubers and... Well, there's two or three different kind of wasps, guinea wasp, and then the old big red wasp that builds nests.
Mm-hmm.
And the dirt daubers kind of shaped like them.
Well, now, do dirt daubers sting?
No, I don't think so, unless you'd catch them. They're not ill at all, but these other things are. If you ever fight at them a little, they'll sting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the honeybee that stings.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, where do the honeybees live?
Well, people raise this honey, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw
and
those little places when
little
I was
square
going
to
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And if they, that the little thing ever gets full where there's too many in it, they come out and leave, and they go in hollow trees and things like that out in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'll swarm around anybody's house up under the eaves out there or something, and you have to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't want too many of those hanging around.
No.
Well, now, what about hornets? Do you have them?
Yeah.
Yep.
But they don't bother around much now. When we used to plow the horses, mules, the hornets were around the mules all the time, catching things off of the stalk. But now they'll sting. They
mm-hmm.
tell me they'll hurt. I've never been bit by one. And you know, they build an old long nest.
Oh, those paper-looking things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, what about the wasps? Do they build those, too?
Yeah, they build them all around the house, up in the eaves and about.
Mm-hmm.
We keep them tore down in that porch and around here, off and on all the summer. We find one where they first start building it, why we tear it down.
Mm-hmm.
He sprays it with something. And, of course, the dirt dauber builds his nest with dirt.
Yeah, naturally. I don't know if I got that up high enough. Well, now, what about yellow jackets? Do you have them?
Yeah, there's yellow jackets here. I'm not very familiar with them, but now I think they more or less stay in hollow logs.
Uh-huh.
And they make a honey or gum of some kind. And it's nothing to eat.
Mm-hmm. What about something like a dragonfly or a snake doctor or a mosquito hawk?
Yeah, we have some.
What about yellow jackets?
Well, a dragonfly, as far as I know, and a mosquito hawk's all the same.
Uh-huh.